Pelé, considered by many the best soccer player ever, was buried on Tuesday in his home city of Santos in Brazil. Pelé led Brazil to 3 World Cup championships in 1958, 1962, and 1970. He was one of the world's most famous athletes in the 1960s and 1970s. He met presidents and queens, and a civil war in Nigeria was temporarily stopped so people could watch him play. Many Brazilians believe Pelé's soccer skills put the country on the world stage for the first time. Thousands of soccer fans attended his funeral in the stadium he made famous, Vila Belmiro. He started playing for the Santos Football Club at 15 years old. There were enough flowers from fans and well-known players, including Neymar and Ronaldo, to fill one part of the stadium. Behind one of the stadium's goals were lines of shirts with Pelé's number 10. And the sound of the song, Eu Sou Pelé, I Am Pelé, filled the air. Among the mourners were Brazil's president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and FIFA president Gianni Infantino. FIFA is the organization that runs world soccer and puts on the World Cup. Infantino said, "Every country should name a stadium after Pelé." I am here with a lot of emotion, sadness, but also with a smile because he gave us so many smiles, Infantino said. As FIFA, we will pay a tribute to the king, and we ask the whole world to observe a minute of silence. Manuel Maria, Pelé's best friend and a former Santos player, was there. He said, "If I had all the wealth in the world, I would never be able to repay what this man did for me and my family." Caio Zalce called Pelé the most important Brazilian of all time while waiting to get into the stadium. One girl, Giovanna Sarmento, came with her father. They waited 3 hours to get inside. She said, "He is one of the greatest people ever. We needed to honor him." One man, however, criticized some famous Brazilian soccer players who missed the funeral. "Where's Ronaldo Nazario? Where's Kaká? Where's Neymar?" asked Claudio Nor Alves, who works at a bakery next to the stadium. "Do they think they will be remembered like Pelé will? These guys didn't want to stop their vacations. That's the problem." After the ceremony, Pelé's casket, covered with the flags of Brazil and Santos Football Club, was driven through the streets on a fire truck to the cemetery. I'm Dan Friedel.